We are here at the 2019 Celero FinTech Conference in this beautiful land called Montreal and the Great White North, basically, in Canada.
Yeah.
It's beautiful here. A little rain today, but it's actually very beautiful.
Amazing
so
city.
amazing. The food is out of sight. Yeah. So anyway, hey, we are here with Serenovitz and Jay and Joe Shenfield.
Yeah.
And you're a Connect First.
Right.
And Serenovitz, obviously, your interface. But you guys changed your name from last year.
Yeah.
What's going on?
The vision became much bigger.
Okay.
So we were focusing on providing like a digital assistant chatbot for financial industry.
Mm-hmm.
But as we kind of started doing that, we realized, you know, the problem we were really trying to solve is creating a better interface between humans and machines,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's a new interface between humans and machines, which makes, you know, humans talking to machines much easier and faster and natural.
Right.
So we said, okay, this is a new interface, so we could call it interface. So it's
makes
an interface powered by AI.
Makes sense.
So yeah, we're kind of reinventing how humans talk to machines going forward.
All right. Well, before we go forward, I want to know, what type of transportation did you take to get here? Because last year, you are legendary, because you flew in on one of those seaplanes with the big pontoons to get to the conference on
time. This time I made it very easy.
Okay.
It was Air Canada, straightforward. No excitement.
All right. Well, that's a good thing in this case. Anyway, all right. So tell us about how intelligent virtual assistants can enhance the credit union member service, which you guys are doing now, and then we'll bring Joe into the conversation.
Sure. I mean, fundamentally, I believe we're in the fourth revolution of transformation. Technology. We have gone through like a laptop revolution, like a desktop revolution.
Yep.
We've gone through mobile revolution.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I fundamentally believe every enterprise moving forward will have, along with their website and mobile app, will have their own digital assistant.
Oh yeah,
because it's so seamless and natural. As a human beings, we have been speaking for about 5,000 years now. If you could teach a machine to do that, do the same,
right,
which makes it super easy. You need not to train human beings anymore to use a software. Annually, about $87 billion in US alone is spent to teach humans to use software better, right? But that's a broken process, right? Like, if you can enable those software and you can get things done through voice and speech, it becomes so much easier. So I mean, just in credit unions as well, as we rebranded to Interface, we actually powering some of the largest credit unions in Texas, Washington, as well as Canada. One of the credit unions in Texas, we created a digital assistant called Max. Before Max, if about 100 people clicked on apply online for a banking product,
right,
7 people used to convert. 100 click apply online, 7 people used to convert and become a member. After digital assistant Max for TDECU was a client, if 100 people clicking on apply online, 42 are becoming members successfully.
That's
5x.
So
5x increase in conversion.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of clearly tells you how important digital assistant is, because these are members who are elderly members, or like 60 plus and all of that. They're not used to using desktop, laptops, mobiles very easily and seamlessly. Now they're talking to digital assistant just like human beings.
Mm-hmm.
As they're getting an experience, they would walk into a branch.
Right.
Right. There is an assistance provided by a branch manager or a representative, helping them on board seamlessly for any product they would like.
Mm-hmm.
Digital assistant bringing a similar experience at your home, at your laptop, on your mobile, to seamlessly onboard for products and services.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's been fantastic. So the fun for me is enabling those additional 36% of the users being able to kind of have access to banking products is far more exciting.
Oh yeah.
Right? Otherwise, would have been rejected.
Yeah.
Not having those products.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, on a much lower level, I know I'm using Apple Siri more often.
Yeah.
I have Apple CarPlay in my car. I'm using that more now.
Yeah.
It's just, and obviously Alexa is everywhere. So literally everywhere. So now I get why the voice thing is going up, because we're all getting used to it now.
Yeah.
It's not such an anomaly anymore.
Now
it's just kind of becoming part of our lives.
Yes,
all right, so let's bring in, having said that, let's bring in Joe into the conversation.
Yeah.
So what's your part in all of this, Joe? Are you really driving the projects and things like that?
I'm kind of heading up the pilot project we're doing with the Interface AI, where we have the problem we're trying to solve is at the contact center level. So we have a call-in center. We have a lot of contact center agents. We have 4 different regions and diverse systems and tools that they have to use in their everyday work. We have an operational manual that has over 1,400 pages with procedures documented on how to do things. So the training required, if you have any turnover, that's a lot of training to apply. And and so there's some challenges around that. And some of the processes are fairly complex. There's a lot of steps involved. And we want to ensure that we're following process accurately, but also have a really smooth member experience with the members on the phone. And so instead of the agent fumbling around trying to figure out how to do something, they can have a more natural conversation while the virtual assistant is helping them you know, follow the task.
So how are you guys working together to drive this? What's the working relationship here?
Yeah, so I mean, as Joe mentioned, this problem they're trying to solve. And the Joe and team explored many possible solutions. They looked at a better knowledge management tool. They looked at, like, you know, product adoption platforms like WalkMe and Pendo. And they also looked at digital assistant. It seems like they made a decision to go ahead with digital assistant for all other options. And then in that, there are a lot of players who provide point solutions for customer support or point solution for IT service automation and things like that. Joe actually specifically picked a platform that is more generic enough, so because they have a broader vision. So, Joe, do you want to tell a little bit about, you know, how you can...
Sure. I mean, we could continue on with the same documentation model, which isn't really that effective. We can use systems like WalkMe, which are kind of system by system. One system at a time. You kind of have to have access to the system. We use a lot of third-party tools and different things.
And it doesn't work with the on-premise systems. It can only work with a cloud system.
So... So those didn't really seem suitable for the scope of what we wanted to solve, because we see applications all throughout the organization for a tool like this, and we're just starting here. So we decided to go with this platform.
So what's the overall benefit here for credit unions out there, if you can bring it down to that level? Let's bring you into the picture a little bit.
Sure.
I don't want to lose you, man. We like you.
No,
what's the benefits for just two or three benefits right now for credit unions?
Well, what we're hoping will happen is that we will increase our member experience, and so member satisfaction will be driven up. And that's through, like, shorter hold times and better call efficiency, and also because they're able to have more natural conversations when they're talking to members, not just about the specific thing they're calling about. They can introduce other of our products and services during the conversation and increase referrals to the agents.
Okay. All right.
Specifically, the projected impact on reducing the hold time is about 50%, right? And then the projected average handling time, the round trip time of handling the call, supposed to come down another like 25-30%, and the hold time is 75% actually. The hold time is supposed to come down 75%.
That's huge.
The terrible music you hear is going to go away. You know, if you're hearing that for 4 minutes, it's going to be 1 minute. So that's huge. So the projected impact on the CSAT is about 15%,
right?
And then about 5% possible increase in reference. We're monitoring all of this very closely, working towards achieving these goals and even surpassing them. So those are going to be huge.
I think the biggest pain point in a call center is when the customer's waiting on the line, right? So this is the frustrating part for them. They don't have to do that.
We've all experienced that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, even with, like, Apple earbuds coming up and Google earbuds coming out, so all of the consumers are, like, putting, wireless earbuds, right? Now, when you're calling your bank, it says, hey, press 1 to continue. So it's like, spoiled the whole experience, right? Like, why do you buy this? Like, now I got to open up the phone and then unlock it and press 1, right? The whole wireless headphones experience is gone, right? Now they could literally say, continue. I would like to know my routing number. I would like to send money. And they just get things done,
right?
So we need not to shake up their experience that Apple has created. Rather, we could support that ecosystem to be able to converse with, even credit unions and get things done. That's where industry is going.
And it's so much more enriching. And I always say that there's this cool factor, like, oh my gosh, the service that the voice activation, the voice capabilities at MyCredit is so cool. You got to check this out. And that's just another value proposition for the credit union for sure.
That's pretty cool. So, Joe, what is the name of the digital assistant we picked?
It's Her name is Iris.
Awesome.
And she's a very friendly, outgoing personality. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some that are out there. I've seen, obviously you guys have seen the technology out there where they do have, they're kind of snarky, they kind of have a sense of humor and stuff, and some get upset. I've seen that before.
People asking, so can marry me? And like, don't get a life, come on.
Oh my gosh.
That was one of the great parts about this project, though, is we were able to design the personality of our assistants
so
they could, match our values as a company. So this person fits right in with our with our model.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And there's
and I'm calling it a person, right? It's actually a virtual assistant.
Very crazy.
Very soon, we're working very closely with ConnectFirst, you know, continuing this momentum to building more stuff, right? Joe, you want to talk about it? Like, what's next?
Yeah, that's my next question. Yeah. It's like, hey, what's next for you guys?
Well, I think already just in showing some demos around the different areas of business within ConnectFirst, there's been a lot of interest generated. For instance, on our help desk side, so it's a kind of another call center. And they handle internal IT tickets and things like that, so they would like to employ this as an assistant for them. We have employee processes and systems that you kind of got to search all over the place to figure out how do I do this or how do I do that. And we can apply it across the board on that level internally. And then the next step after that would be to start allowing Iris to be member-facing. And there's a lot of potential to connect it, integrate with our banking system, so that they can actually ask Iris to perform transactions and different things like that. That's so we're real excited about the potential.
Now, I remember your demo last year. I mean, you got lots of oohs and ahs out of the audience, but we've already, you've come so far in the last year. I mean, who knows? I mean, it's just
They're the seventh largest credit union in Canada, right?
That's
so
amazing.
We're so proud to be partnering. So
awesome.
So excited to see this grow.
So awesome. All right.
That's awesome.
Anything else, guys? Anything else to wrap up? Where can we find out more information? Interface.
Interface.ai.
Okay.
Our website.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty much, and then this video.
And this video, exactly.
Yes,
all right.
Yes.
All right, guys.
Awesome.
Joe, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Nice meeting you.
Maybe we can revisit again in a year and see where you guys are.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right, Serenus.
Pleasure, Michael. Thank you.
Good job as always.
Thank you.
Safe travels, all right?
Yes, thank you.
All right. There they are.